Kiribos, we hope all is good. Today's daf is Nozer Daf Chaf Tes. We're here at the bottom of Chaf Ches Amma Beis by the Gemara, again, like yesterday at the end. If you remember, we had the Mishnah that talks about a father being able to make his son into a Nozer, or at least making him take a Neder, right? And then the subsequent, he can refuse, right? And the Krovim can refuse, and what happens to the Korbanos? And we had a split, right? The husband, can, the father can do it, but not... But not the mother and the son, and not the daughter. So the Gemara is going to dive right into that, and is going to ask, what's the difference, right? Ish in aval ishalo, right? What's the difference? Why would you say the father can do it on his kid, right, but not the mother? So my time, what's the logic? What's the reason? And this machlokas is basically what's going to carry us through the entire daf. Rabbi Yochanan Amar halachai. Rabbi Yochanan says it's halacha mos misinai halachai ben nazir. That's halacha from by halacha mos misinai that by nazir. If you look at just in the farish, that the woman cannot do it and the husband can. Okay, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina Amar, and unclear whether the Amar Reish Lakish. Right, the question is if that's the gear, so maybe it's the reverse. Right, if you look in the what does that Zion take you? Does that Zion take the Mishra Sashas? Right, he has Reish Lakish Amar Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. Okay, either way. The name of Reish Lakish says Kedei Lachancho BeMitzos, that it's a mitzvah of chinuch, right? It's a mitzvah of chinuch, right? And therefore that it's only the father and not the mother. So the Gemara says Afilu Yishanami. Well, what do you mean? We're going to have a bunch of these questions. If you tell me it's a mitzvah of chinuch, so the mother also has a mitzvah of chinuch. So yeah, so the Gemara says that Reish Lakish Kasavar Ish Chayev Lachanich Bena BeMitzos VeIna Isha Chayev As Lachanich His Bena. Right, that it's only that chinuch is only a chayav on the father, and not a chayav on the mother. That would be Reish Lakish, but that would, according to let's say Rabbi Yochanan, so then he would hold that it is a mitzvah on the mother as well. That's been mechayav the son in mitzvos. So the Gemara says again, Bishlam Rabbi Yochanan, Damar Halacha. I understand according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says it's Halacha Moshe Misinai. Halacha, I keep on doing that. Halacha ben Nazir, it's Halacha Moshe Misinai by Nazir. Amatul Halacha beno in Bitola. Right, that's why you can have, right, it's your son, right, and not the daughter. Because okay, that's fine. That's whatever it is. That's Halacha Moshe Misinai. That's the din. But Ava Ella, but the Reish Lakish Afilu Bito. What about the daughter? Wait, why shouldn't if you tell me it's just Dinu Chinuch? So why can't you make it a daughter into a Nazira? So he says also Kasavar Beno Chayev Lachancho Bito Eno Chayev Lachancho. Then he holds also that the mitzvah of Reish Lakish, the mitzvah of Chinuch is only on the son and not on the daughter. Okay, fascinating. Bishlama Kon Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan Damar Halachi Ben Nazir, Kon Rabbi Yochanan, who says Din Daraisa for Halachah Moshe Misinai, Ahachi Ben Nazirus in Ben Adarim Lo. That's why I understand why it's only by Nazirus and not by Nadarim. Again, we've seen this link between Nazirus and Nadarim, right? The entire Masechta, right? It's a Neder of Nazirus, right? So we've seen that the Halachas are usually similar. So I understand if it's Halachah Moshe Misinai by Nazirus, okay, it's a special Din, right, in Nazirus. El Reish Lakish, but Kon Reish Lakish, Afilu Ben Nadarim Nami, you also have be able to, you know, have the father impose on his son some sort of nether. So Gemara says, "Lo me by commerce." So Gemara says, "Enochanami, you're right. It is true that it's also by nedarim." But and therefore, and it means when Rabbi Shlakish said this halacha applies by nazir, right? It's also by nazir. Meaning, no lo me by nedarim. You don't even need to tell me that this halacha applies by nedarim. The less like nivel, because there's nothing disgusting, right? You're not leaving your hair long or not drinking wine. There's no affliction necessarily by nedarim. Not by nedarim. Allah afilu benazirus tisle nivel afilu hachi chayev lachancho. But you might have thought that the father can't do it, but also by nazir, because there's an aspect of nivel there, an aspect of disgustingness. Not disgusting, but kind of nivel. We usually have the phrase nivel peh. Right, the disgusting way to speak. So, not disgusting. It's more just like uncomfortableness. Right, that's involved. So therefore, kamash malan. No, there is a mitzvah. Right, even though there is some uncomfortableness there. So then there is a mitzvah to be mechanechim in this halacha. So Gemara says again, Bishlam Rabbi Yochanan Damar Halachi Ben Nazir Hanad Gatani Micha Oshemichu Krovav. If you tell me it's halacha l'moshe misinai, and then what does the Bach change the gersa to here? Micha o shemichu krovav. Oh, not shemichu. Okay, we're fine. It's better. So I understand. Rabbi Yochanan, if it's halacha l'moshe misinai, that's why you have this stipulation, right? That the relatives or the kid can protest. But Ella Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina, the Amar Reish Lakish, but Kon Reish Lakish. Right? What do you mean? Kol kaminihu and krovim darina lelo tigmi mitzos. Right? What do you mean that can the relatives be like? Don't be mechanech your kid. Kol Kimineihem, do they have that power? What Mecha Tasek? The relatives can be like, well, the father wants to do a mitzvah on his kid, and the relatives are like, no, you can't do that. Like, what does that mean? So the Gemara says, yeah, Einachinami. That yes, Reish Lakish holds that at any time that you have some sort of chinuch which is not lo chashuv, which is not I don't know chashuv, it's not chashuv, not in the chashuv in the vernacular sense, but not any chinuch that is not enjoyable, that is not comfortable for the kid. That yeah, if it's lo nichale, if it's the kid doesn't want it, and it's some sort of like we said, it's uncomfortable, so the kid can protest, or the relative and the relatives can protest. Okay, fine. So the Chazal and this Dindar Rabbanan, right, gave the relatives, you know, an ability to step in. Bishlam the Rabbi Yochanan Damar Halacha Ibn Nazir. Again, Gemara says again, right? If according, I understand according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says it's a halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, b'shem hachi megaleach ve'avid hakafa. That's why he can be megaleach, and he can do hakafa. Now, what is hakafa? Now, this doesn't mean hakafa is like around the bima and Simchas Torah. There's a din, the araisa, right? That you know, but you just don't realize that it's called this. That it's called hakafa. That you're not allowed to shave off your peis. Right? You can't shave off right above the bone, right, and by the ear, right, to make the hair even. So that's the pasuk says lo sakif pas roshachem. Right. That's why it's called hakafa. Right. Basically, you're not allowed to shave off your peis. Lo sakif pas roshachem. You can't shave off the peya. The peos, right? That's what we don't call peos, right? Of your head. So the Gemara points out that we have a big problem. If you're telling me that it's a dinda, that it's a dinda araisa, that it's a halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, that you can, the father can make his son be a nazir. So what happens at the end of the nazira? So part of the thing is that he has to shave his entire body, including his entire head. Well, if it's a dinda araisa, okay. So I understand how you can violate the isser to shave your peos, right? For this dinda araisa, a halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, that the father can make his son into a nazir. Ella Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Amar Reish Lakish, but in the name of Reish Lakish, right? Kedei lechanchu b'mitzvos. What do you mean? You're going to be mechanechim in mitzvos? There's a din d'rabbanan of chinuch, and now you're going to be mechanechim mitzvos. Okay, great. He kept nazirus, and now what? He shaves his whole head, right? Ha'kavit akafa. What do you mean? He's doing a kafa. He's now shaving off his face. That's a din d'araisa. How can we allow him to violate a din d'araisa? Right, just to be mechanechim the din d'rabbanan of chinuch here. So Gemara says, Kasavar hakafa is called a rosh mid'rabbanan. Because Reish Lakish actually holds that shaving the entire head is the Rabbanan, right? I was just shaving off the peis, meaning making the hair even, right, all the way across, right, through the temples, right, from, so, you know, above the ear, like the goyim do nowadays, right, so that is, that would be also daraisa, but to shave the entire head, as another would have to do, is the Rabbanan, and therefore, v'chinuch mi derabbanan, and also the mitzvah of chinuch is derabbanan, v'asi chinuch derabbanan, v'dachi ha'kafa derabbanan, and sure enough, so when you have two derabbanan dinims, okay, so fine, you can say that the mitzvah of chinuch is docha to lo sase derabbanan, right, it's not exactly ase lo docha lo sase, but you can say that one derabbanan overrides the other. Pishlama Rabbi Yochanan again, right, we have a bunch of other issues, right, not only the haircutting, right, the kund Rabbi Yochanan, damar alachli ben nazir, ahakin galeach maisi korban, right, what else does a nazir do? He brings a couple of korbanos. So if you're telling me that it's a din d'araisa halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, fine, I understand that you can get, you know, the kid to bring some karbanos. Ela Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chinam Reish Lagish Kedei Lechancho B'Metzos Akon Rabbi Yosef Reish Lagish says din d'arbanan Hakamaisi Chulin Be'Azara. Well, you're bringing Chulin into the Azara. That's Aser. That's a din d'araisa. How can you tell me to violate that Iser just to be mechayim this mitzvah? So he says, yeah, again, Kasavra Chulin Be'Azara Lav d'araisa. Right, apparently Rabbi Reish Lagish holds that Chulin and the Azara, right, is not d'araisa. Right, the chulin be'azara, and it must be eating as well, as the Rosh and the Tosas point out. You know that okay, fine, Peseder. That's a dindar, fine. That's he holds that's the rabbanan. So Bishlam again, Bishlam Rabbi Yochanan Damar Halachi Ben Nazir Achi Mitame Maisi Korban Siporin VeAchal Kohen Malika. Well, another kasha. If you're telling me it's a dindar raisa, it makes sense that if the son now again who's a nazir, right, midar raisa becomes tame, so he's going to bring, right, again, part of the Tara process is he brings two birds, right, and what happens is, right, that the Kohen kills the bird with malika, that's not shchita from the bottom of the neck, but that's malika by sticking the sharp thumb nail through the back of his neck, of the bird's neck. And then the Kohen eats that afterwards. Okay, Peseder. That's normally, right, not a way to shecht something, but there's special halachos or special allowances for korbanos that the Kohen kills that, right, kills it with his thumb. And then is able to eat it, right? Even though that's not a really proper shechting, right? And therefore, there's mutter. But you have a din daraisa, Allah bringing this korban. This korban is a din daraisa. Fine. But according to Reish Lakish, it says all din darabanan. So now what's happening? This korban is now darabanan. It's not daraisa. It's really only a korban that the kohen is allowed to eat. Right, if he does Malika, if you do Malika outside of Beis HaMikdash for no reason, you stick your thumbnail through the back of a bird's neck, which is pretty insane, but please don't do that. But if you would do that, so that kills the bird and makes it an avela, makes it treif, right? That's not, it's not kosher. You could theoretically shecht a pigeon and eat it, theoretically. But if you, you know, do that, do Malika on the back of its neck, you can't eat that outside of Beis HaMikdash. It's only because it's a korban. So now if you're telling me it's a din darabanan, so how could you allow the kohen to eat that animal? So Gemara says, "Kasav Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda." Apparently, Reish Lakish holds like Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that fascinating. Wow, the ain shchita laof min haTorah, that the din daraisa the min haTorah, you don't need to do proper shchita on birds, which is pretty wild. And again, apparently, you know, that obviously that's wild to us because we, you know, chickens, obviously we have all the shchita issues. We obviously we do shecht birds. But din daraisa, you know, you don't need to do that. Apparently, min daraisa, according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, you can even do malikas, right? As long as you, right, sever the windpipe and the trachea, those are the same thing. The windpipe and, is it the same thing? I don't remember. The kun and the meshes, however you translate those. Right, as long as you sever that and take out the blood, which then it would be fine. Right, so, but the drabanan, you can't. Okay, for once you're dealing with two drabanan, so then you'd be able to eat it. And also, by the way, chulin bazara lav daraisa already obviously also has to hold, as we mentioned before, that chulin bazara is not daraisa. Okay, so we've had basically all these kashas against Reish Lakish, more or less. And now we're going to ask, is this really Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda's shita? Right, we said it's Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, that who said, right, that this din, hold on one second, that this din, right, this is the, right, this is not Rabbi Yosi, Reish Lakish, this is the last din, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, who said that ain shchita la'of min haTorah. Right, does he really hold that? Does he really hold that ain shchita sa'of min haTorah? We have this little short break, and then we'll go back to the machlokas. V'sav Rabbi Yosi Hachi, it's not V'atanya doing that in a brisa. Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda Omer, right? He says that minayin lachatas ha'uf sheiba al safek sheinu nechalas. How do you know that the lachatas ha'uf that is brought from a situation of a safek, meaning that when normally if a woman is, gives birth or whatever, right, she brings the shteyona. Right, she brings a kan, as we said before, right? Let's say a zava or a tzaras or a yoledes, whatever. So they, she brings a couple of birds. So let's say it's a suffix. It's a suffix whether she gave birth, right? For whatever reason, Rahman al-Tzlan, she miscarried, and whatever came out, there's a suffix whether it was a fetus or not. Or maybe she doesn't know she's a zava, or she doesn't know, etc. So how do you know it's a suffix whether she has to bring these korbanos? So the, how do you know that the chatas one, right? It's a chatas in Ola. Right, the chata, how do you know that the chatas is not allowed to be eaten? So Tom Malam, which the pasuk says, "Zav es zovol zachar ula nekeva." Right, makish nekeva la zachar. We connect, right, the female korbanos, not the female korbanos, the females who bring korbanos to the males who bring korbanos. Ma zocha may be korban alavadai, avne gave him via korban alavadai. Just like a male would bring, obviously, a korban. Now, this is not two birds. This is a, and this is obviously not a male who's given birth. This is a male that is definitely bringing a korban for, let's say, becoming a zav. Just that's the probably the parallel we will use, a zav and a zava. Just like if he was definitely a zav, a woman definitely brings a korban, which is a behema, for her zava, if she became a zava. Uma zachar meviyah al safek, afne keva meviyah al safek. And just like a zachar will bring an asham taloi, right? Again, it's a korban if you're not sure whether you violated certain averos, so then you would bring an asham taloi. So too, that shaykh to a woman as well. Umaza, and so too, the safek halachos are the same. Uma zachar, just like by the Zohar, he brings the same type of korban, right? Meaning he brings an Asham Tola, he brings an animal, right? Not like a what's it called? I forget if it has to be a sheep or a goat or something. I forget already. I'm not sure what it is. But Afnekeva, again, the important point here is Afnekeva, meaning that when she would bring for a Vadai, she would bring for a Safik, i.e., she would bring a pair of birds. Right. And the umazacha, imazacha may be korban v'nechal, afne given korban v'nechal, and so too, you might have thought, right, that just like, right? A male, right? A man who brings a vadai and also brings a safek, and that korban is asham toloi, is eaten by the kohen. So too, if a woman brings a safek, it is also eaten by the kohen. So amarta, so that doesn't work because lo doesn't meaning amarta b'zachar shekain yisrecha tomer ben keva shishnei yisurim. That doesn't work. Why not? Because when the zachar brings the asham talo into the Beis Hamikdash, that's only one iser. Meaning that again, let's say for example, again it's a suffix, right? It's a suffix whether here's a zachar or a mesorah or by an asham talo, it could be any one of several averos. So that's probably not a Zav or a Metzorah, but any one of several Averas. So, I mean, it's a Savik. Let's say he didn't do the Avera, and really the Korban is not Shaykh. So the Pasuk tells me that the Kohen can eat it. So that's only one Isser. That's only Isser of bringing Chulin Ba'azara. Right? So, but a woman, what happens if she brings birds? It's, first of all, it's Chulin Ba'azara, and it's also Treif. Because the bird is killed by Malika. So, and that's what the Gemara says, right? Maishnei Yisurim, Lavis Mevelev, Chulim Ba'azara. Right? What do you see? That Rabbi Yossi Rabbi says that the woman does not eat. Right, the coin does not eat the two birds brought by a woman, because that's going to be right, it's a suffik chatos, and a suffik chatos, right, he's not going to eat because there's two isurim. What are the two isurim? It's chulin bazara and treif and isur nevela. So you see that he doesn't hold. That, again, we wanted to say before that Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says that shchita by an ov is not daoraisa. But here you're telling me that there's an isur here. Right, there are two isurim, the one the woman's korban has over the man, and that second korban, right, has an isur of nevela. So apparently the malika does make it in midaraisa, doesn't make it into treif. So the Gemara just answers, no, maskev la ravacha, usually it's a really freight, strange lashon, usually you don't have a maskev as an answer. But maskev la ravacha, brei ravika, Gemara says, how do you know it's dinam daraisa? Maybe just these zirim derabanan, right? And that would line up fine. And then you could say that, yeah, in echanami, it's not good shechita midaraisa. It's a fine shechita midaraisa, but it's also to do malika midarabanan on a random animal. So then you could just say, okay, fine. The two isurim over here by the woman is only derabanan. Fine. Beseder. So now let's go back again. We said Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish have his machokesh, why a father can make his son a nazir, right, and not a mother. So Rabbi Yochanan had said it was din daraisa, it's a halach lamosh misina. Rabbi Reish Lakish had said it was din and chinuch. So lemeketanai, maybe it's a machokes, tanai in the same machokes as the following. Because admat, the Gemara says like this, admasai madir es beno benazir. How long does a father have that he can make his son into a nazir? Rabbi says until it becomes a gadol. Right, until it becomes a gadol. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, the Ashiya Gielo, Nasa Nadarim, until he comes to the time of Nadarim. So that's what we're going to mention in a second. That's a situation, again, by Nadarim, again, usually by mitzvahs we say, right, it's Gadol or Bust, right? You have to be 13 in the case of a boy, 12 in the case of a girl. But by Nadarim, right, if a kid, Allah is, we'll talk about in a second, something called a Mufla Samach L'ish, that if a boy or a girl is within the year before they're godless, right, 11 for a girl, 12 for a boy, and they take a neder. So what they do is they check the kid to see if they know what he said. If they know what he said, so then he's considered to have taken the neder, and he has proper das, and then the neder is chal. So that's what he's. That's what Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda is saying, is that basically actually get on this neder him until he gets to the age of potentially taking a neder, i.e., right, a year before bar mitzvah, meaning as opposed to Rabbi who says that he has to wait until bar mitzvah. My love tonight, he isn't this our machokas. The Rabbi sabar halacha he ben azir. Rabbi holds the halacha moshe Sinai, and therefore vafagav the yigil onas nedarim madir leiv veazir adamaisi shtei zaros. And even though the kid has gotten to a point where he could theoretically take his own zeros, the father can still right has kind of control to give make him a nazir right until he's fully an adult and out of his rishus. Because you have the local mishmi sinai, who gives him koch, right, until through that zman. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shigil Onas Devarim, and then Onas Nedarim, so Savar Kedei Lachan Chobim Metzos. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda holds that the whole reason the father can make a kid a neder of Nazirus is because it's Chinuch, became the Navik Mishusa, Sulo Mechaevs. And once the kid leaves his Rishos, meaning once the kid is able to do his own Nadarim, so then the father is no longer has to be Mechanechim, right in the Nedarim. So the Gemara says, and that's our machlokas. The Gemara says, Amrei lo. So they said the Beis Medrash, nah, that's not the same machlokas. The Kuli Alma Halacha Ibn Nazir, maybe, I'm going to present two possibilities. Maybe everybody agrees like either like Rabbi Yochanan, or maybe everybody agrees like Reish Lakish. Really, maybe Rabbi, let's start with Rabbi Yochanan. Really, the Kuli Alma Halacha Ibn Nazir, really both Rabbi and Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yehuda hold that like Rabbi Yochanan, that it's Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim. Machlokas is by this status, right, of, as we said before, of a mufla samach leish. Rabbi Sabra mufla hamasamach leish darabanan. The answer daraisa v'dachli darabanan. Rabbi holds that it's a din darabanan, and therefore this din daraisa of Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim, of a father making his son into a nazir, so that pushes away the din darabanan, right, of the kid being able to take his own nadarim, and the father rules out. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Sabra Mufla, Samach Leish, Daraisa, and Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda holds that that halacha is Daraisa, and therefore, they play against each other, and that it doesn't necessarily override, the halacha Moshe Mitzrayim is not going to override, it's not going to give the father ability, right, to make his son into another, once Midaraisa, he is in his own Rishus for Nadar. Or he could go the other way, that really everybody holds like Reish Lakish, right, that everybody holds, and the father making the nazir, son of nazir, is midarabanan. Umuflok samashish darabanan, and muflok samach leish is also darabanan. And therefore, so what's the machlokas? Revi savar in asi chinuch darabanan v'dachim muflok samach leish darabanan. Then when you have these two conflicting darabanans, chinuch wins out, and therefore the father can be able to make the kid into a nazir. A nazir. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar Achiyavi, Achiyagi, the Onis Tvarim, Kasavar, Alo Asi Chinuk Darabanan V'Dachim Ufal Samach Leish. And he holds no, that's not true. I mean, that it's simply that once you have these two Darabanans, that the fact that the kid is able to take his own Nadarim, right, that wins out in a clash of those machloks and of those halachos. Okay, lema hani tanai ki hani tanai. With Gemara tries again to line up the machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish with other tanai.
The Tanya was on there by some mice of, one second. Sorry. I take it back. This is, Rebbe and Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, right? Maybe that Rebbe or Rabbi Yossi ben Yehuda's machlokas is like the following machlokas, right? The Tanya is well in Rabbi Samais, Rabbi Chanina, Shahidir of Yubba Nazir. Story happened with Rabbi Chanina, his father made him a Nazir. And they came in front of Rabbi Gamliel, and Rabbi Gamliel said, well, let's find out if you're a full-fledged adult or not. And obviously, it must have been 13, right, at that point, right? Rabbi Yossi, again, if he's 13 and has Shtei Saros, then he's a full-fledged, Jewish male. Rabbi Yossi, Omer Rabbi Yossi said, no, Leida im hegiach onus nedarim im lav. Not to check whether he was an adult, but whether he was 12, meaning whether he'd become a mufla samach leish. So maybe that's our machlokas. Right? What is the din? Right? What is the difference? What is the determining factor as to whether a kid can take his own nazirus, and whether that would impact, right, whether that would override whether the father making him a nazir or not. So that certainly seems like it is. That seems pretty clear. So Amar Lo, he said to him, right, Rabbi Chanina said to Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi, al tistar the bodkini. So either way, Rabbi Chanina said, you don't have to check me. Regardless of how you hold, you don't need to check me, because I'm going to be another nazir either way. Because im katan ani ayeh b'shvil abba, right, if I'm a katan, so then my father made me a nazir, so now I'm going to be a nazir. Im gadol ani ayeh b'shvil atzmi. And if I'm a gadol, it's okay, so I'm going to take upon myself nazirus regardless. So Amar Rabbi Gamliel v'nashka al rosho, right, so sure enough, Rabbi Gamliel got up, kissed him on the head, Amar muftach ani shebazeh shemura halach b'Yisrael, right, he said, oh, this guy is so, he's for sure going to be paskin halachic shaylas in the future. And Amru, they said in the Beis Medrash, lo hayu yamin mu'atim machahora harav Yisrael. Sure enough, that indeed came true, and Rabbi Chanina became one of the poskim, right? And he had that appropriate, right? He said, I'll fulfill both of them, right? I mean, man of shach, right? Make sure to keep whatever halacha was involved. Okay, shkoyah kodah rabosai. We'll go weiter in the Hegel Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.